It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Thank you for joining me today on the Amber May Show. I'm excited that you guys are listening today to the program. I just really want to be a blessing to you. And if I have blessed you in any way, let me know. Give me some encouragement. Email me at amber@ambermayshow.com. Or you can write me at P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. Now, I wanted to talk about being the salt and light of the earth. And I had a listener email me just kind of more or less just telling me their heart. And thank God for people like that. And I have the same kind of heart that my listener had. So thank you so much for writing me. And she was saying that she was listening on the radio to the clips. You know, they always advertise TV shows on the radio. And Dr. Phil was coming on, and his show that week was how this brother molested his sister. And I just thought, that is so sick. What's wrong with us that we hurt our family members? Parents hurt their children. I just heard about this teacher who told me one of her students has scars all down the back because the parent just beat the kid. And it just hurts me so much because children are a gift of God, and not everybody on this planet can have a baby and have a child. And they're gifts. These are people that God loved and thought about. In Jeremiah, I heard about today how God knew us before we were in our mother's womb, and he has plans and a purpose for us. And I know this stuff hurts God. But here's the thing. I'm not blaming God because people are choosing the darkness. God is a gentleman, and he gives us choices. Are we going to do good or are we going to do bad? And you know what? The sad thing is, and it hurts him, and I know it hurts him because it hurts me, is that so many people, the people God formed in their mother's womb, the people that God thinks about every day, the thoughts about us are countless as the sands that are on the seashore. That's every single one of us. God sent his only son, Jesus, to die on the cross for every single one of us so that we would have a relationship with him and that we would choose light and choose good. But we end up choosing evil. And it's up to you and I as believers to share the light, because the darkness flees from the light. And if we're not sharing that Jesus died on the cross and he wants to set the captives free, and if you've been bound up by anything, maybe you've been abused as a child, or maybe you've been abused as an adult, or maybe you've been used, maybe you've been cheated on. I don't know. Fill in the blank there. Sometimes it keeps us bound up and we can't move on. Or sometimes we lost a loved one and we're bound up in sorrow and grief and we can't move on. But let me tell you what God's word says. If you're dealing with grief, there's a promise that joy will come. And the Bible verse says, sorrow may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Now for me, when I went through grief, it wasn't exactly a 24-hour day, but I held on to that verse. And I had grief for a very long time because I had a lot of loss in a short period of time. And my heart hurt so bad. But I knew God's word said, I'm going to have joy someday. This is not a forever feeling. And I had to hold on to that word of God. And that's why you have to know what the Bible says. Rightly divide the word of truth. Because if you don't know what the Bible says, you don't know what the promises are in life. And you know what? When you hit the wall and bad things happen to you, because bad things will happen to you, if you don't know what God says and God promises, then you're going to be the ones that are stuck and in prison and in bondage, and you're not going to get out, and you're going to have a miserable life, and you're going to be suffering until the day you die. I don't want that for you. Neither does God. I want to encourage you every day, find some way to get in the Word of God and find out what the promises are. Because we have to be defeaters. I need to come on the program and tell you guys how to get out of these defeats that you're in and overcome them. That's why I want to do these programs. And that's why I'm glad I had my listener write me and tell me about how she feels like us as Christians are missing the boat. Because if we don't share what God has done for us to people who are desperate, to people who don't know otherwise, then things like this, where a brother will molest his sister, will happen, or parents will hurt their children, or where people will cheat on each other. You know, fill in the blank. Fill in the blank. There's so many evil things in this world, but if we share the light, then the darkness will flee, because it doesn't want to be in the light. It does not want to be in the light. So Here's what Matthew chapter 5 says about it. It says, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world, a city on a hill that cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand and give light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Now, let me talk about Jeremiah chapter 1, because this has to do with exactly what we see in this world. Now, we've all experienced hurts and stuff like that, but we've also are experiencing financial chaos and a world just out of control. And this in my devotion, it just hit me like a ton of bricks today. And this is what needs to happen if we want to fix the calamity that we're in as nations. I mean, every day on the news, you hear some nation in calamity. Right now, there's protesters on Wall Street, and Americans have high unemployment, and the dollar is going to collapse. This is what we're hearing. And then Greece, and you name it. So let me read you Jeremiah chapter 1. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Now, Jeremiah is in the Old Testament, and he was a prophet to the Jewish people. But this also applies to us, okay, as believers. A sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I am only a... This is Jeremiah talking. O sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I am only a child. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am an only child. You must go to everyone I send you and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid for them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, now I will put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant. The word of the Lord came to me. What do you see, Jeremiah? I see the branch of an almond tree, I replied. The Lord said to me, you have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. God's always watching. The word of the Lord came to me again. What do you see? I see a boiling pot tilting away from the north, I answered. The Lord said to me, from the north, disaster will pour out on all who live in the land. I am about to summon all the people of the northern kingdom, declares the Lord. The kings will come and set up thrones in the entrance of the gates of Jerusalem, and they will come against her all surrounding walls and against all the towns of Judah. I will pronounce my judgment on the people because of their wickedness and forsaking me. This is the key. In burning incense to other gods, and in worshiping what their hands have made. Get yourself ready. Stand up and say to them whatever I command you. Do not be terrified by them, or I will terrify you before them. Today I have made you a fortified city, an iron pillar, and a bronze wall to stand against the whole land, against the king of Judah, its officials, its priests, and the people of the land. They will fight against you, but they will not overcome you, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. Here's the thing, and this is where we're at today. I can't speak for other nations because I don't live in other nations, but I will say America has turned its back on God, and we're seeing disasters because we have turned our back on God. Where does blessings come from? Our blessings come from God. When we follow God's laws, when we do as God wants us to do, blessings will overcome. That's just the product of it. But when we choose not to, that means we are choosing evil. We are not choosing good. When we choose to follow God, we're choosing good. When we choose not to follow God, the opposite of good is evil, and we're doing evil things, and greed comes into place, and selfishness comes into play, and people get power hungry and money hungry and doesn't care about anybody else. But what does the Bible say? Love your neighbors as yourself. Take care of those. When someone comes to you and needs food, feed them, because when you do unto the least of these, you do unto me. Okay, so we've not been doing the way of God, and we've been pushing him aside. And people, it's up to you and I. We are the only people with the promise, with the truth, with the love of God. We have to tell them from the rooftops to the high tops. Be like Jeremiah, where God puts a fire. Ask God to put a fire in your bones, so where you couldn't get anything else out except this message of hope. That's what it boils down to. This message that I have today is a message of hope that God will take care of you, because he promised Jeremiah that if you did what I asked you and you say the words that I want you to say, I'm going to take care of you. Don't worry about it. You know what? This world around me looks like it's falling apart, but if God can bring manna to the Jews that were in wandering the desert, and if he could give cake to the widow woman who obeyed the servant of the Lord, and he gave Elijah food from ravens, he's going to take care of me. So, and God says, why worry about tomorrow? For tomorrow has enough worries about itself. Doesn't the birds of the air and the lilies of the field, don't I take care of them? And aren't you more than the sparrows? Hello? So don't worry and don't fret about what's going to happen tomorrow. All you have to do is worry about what God is telling you to do today. We need to get rid of the evil in this world because it's overtaking. Families are being destroyed. People go live with their girlfriends and their boyfriends, and that's not how God designed it, because it brings a lot of hardship and it brings a lot of heartbreaks, because chances are, and these are stats and you can go back on my website and check it out, but chances are you could be cheated on. It's greater chances of being cheated on, greater chances of getting divorced or not even making it to marriage. And you invest all this time and then you bring a child. Why do you think there's so many children without parents? 50% of black children today, according to stats that I read, are growing up without fathers. And 30% of every other nation is growing up without fathers. Why do you think girls' morality is so low? Because their fathers aren't around. This is all evil stuff because we haven't waited to the covenant of marriage to have a family to unite. Girls bond sexually with men. They bond. That's how God wanted to form families, but they're not doing the right thing. We've all been chasing other gods and doing other things and worshiping the money that we have and the wealth that we want to build for ourselves and the jobs and everything else. And we disregard God, and the atheists and everybody else in the ACLU wants to take God out of everything about that. No one says the Pledge of Allegiance because God's in there. Well, you know what? Why do you think God's really going to bless you? You think this country is really going to be great without God? You want to take him out? You take him out and he'll say, okay, I'll leave. And then what's going to happen? People of the northern kingdoms, as it happened in Jeremiah, well, ours is going to be not necessarily northern kingdoms, but you get the point. Something's going to happen, not because God's going to order it to happen, but because the protection of God isn't on us anymore, because the favor of God isn't on us. And just when the enemy sees that the favor of God's not on us and his protection's not on us, then he gets to attack easily. It's just something that we're asking for right now. I'm encouraging you guys, get your light to shine right now. Open your mouth. Start fighting for the truth. Show people the goodness of God. I could go on and on, but I got to cut this short because my time's running out. Remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else. Because eventually, number two will look out for you.